Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everybody. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn, and I'm here virtually with Carlene Higgins, as always.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
We have noticed over the course of the last year, year and a half, that our most popular episodes with you guys by far are our damn good product reviews. And the last one that we did last month was all about skincare tools. We had a guest editor with us, with Lauren Bostick. It was so fun. But it's been a minute since we've talked about all of the latest drops.
That's right. So we're playing a little bit of catch up today. And I'll be honest with you guys, Jill actually challenged me. So we're doing our damn good segment in a really fun, different way. It's a speed round edition. I'm usually really long-winded. It can take me 10 minutes to talk about a product. And Jill is like, she comes from TV. She's like, I could get this done in 2 minutes, girl. So that was the challenge. Today, we're going to be talking about 10 products each. 2 minutes each. We're going to be coming fast and furious with these recos, guys.
Well, yeah, it is summer blockbuster season. We're fast. We're furious. There's no like sports cars over here, but we're going to do our best. So today we're going to be talking about a limited edition manicure set. We've got a hot new eye cream. Carlene, you're going to be talking to me about some new crazy hair rollers. We're also going to be talking about some outliers for the summer, like this new must have that I'm bringing to the beach with me every single day. And as always, because we are going to be going a little bit quicker today, if you happen to miss anything, don't worry. We are going to recap every single thing we talk about over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. You can always slide into our DMs as well. Let us know if you bought anything. We always love hearing from you.
Okay, so let's get into it. This is our damn goods for summer of 2021 speed round edition.
Before we jump into our speed round, I wanted to pause to share a quick word in partnership with our friends at Talkspace. I don't know about all of you, but I've been glued to the Tokyo Olympics coverage. Soccer, track and field, swimming, gymnastics, you name it, I'm cheering from my couch. And I think what's really interesting at this year's games is that there's a big focus on mental health, with athletes like Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka choosing to prioritize their mental well-being in the face of all of the pressure that they have on their shoulders. And I love that athletes are bringing these conversations to light, a reminder that we all need to be prioritizing our mental health. And you don't need to be Simone Biles, greatest greatest gymnasts in the world, to put your own needs ahead of everyone else's expectations. The truth is that the daily pressures of life can get to all of us. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. And that's where Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform, and it really allows you to experience all the benefits of therapy, but virtually on your own terms. And their network of licensed therapists are experts in dozens of specialties, from depression to anxiety, relationships, and more. So they can help you start feeling better today. And they offer individual as well as couples therapy, and they also have medication prescription services too. What I think sets Talkspace apart is that it's so convenient. You can sign up online and start therapy that very same day. The platform allows you to text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist starting the day you sign up, like I mentioned, so you're able to communicate however you feel most comfortable. Plus, it's secure and private. So start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with our promo code BEAUTY. That's $100 off when you use our code BEAUTY at Talkspace.com. That's TalkSpace.com. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now on to the show.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
So, Carlene, you look different. So let's talk first about what's going on with you. And I am setting the timer. So let's go.
Well, I thought you might want to start here. I am currently wearing the Kitsch Satin Heatless Pillow Rollers. This is a 6-piece set, $14 US, $19 Canadian. They just launched in July. These are coming in so hot, you guys. I literally just opened the box like this morning and I said, I have to include these. This is going to be so fun. So these are like long satin pillows that are just 1 inch in diameter. They basically look like long snakes. They're satin. It's a marble print and they're really pretty. They have snaps on the end. And basically these are heatless rollers. Okay. You section your hair into 6 parts. You start at the bottom, you roll it up, you kind of twist and you use the clips to put it in place. Ideally, you want to have slightly damp hair. You can wear them overnight. I didn't because like I said, I just opened them. So I did it this morning. Interesting technique. When you do snap it together, you want to loop one into the other so that they stay up. Otherwise, it's just kind of heavy and it falls. I've had mine in for about 4 hours and we're going to do a reveal right now.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. Guys, pardon the noise. This is right next to my AirPods. Jill, how am I doing on time here? I didn't factor that in.
You've got 54 seconds.
Oh, wow.
55 seconds.
Okay.
You're good.
Is my hair pretty? You know what? My hair is still slightly damp, so this may have been a bit of a fail. Like I said, you really want to wear these overnight, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of remind me of the 80s. Remember those little snake ones? If you're old enough to remember, if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the foam ones, but they were hot, right?
Yes.
So this is just kind of giving you a little beachy wave. I think it's really fun. They're very inexpensive to play with and they are washable.
Amazing.
So you can use them over and over again. I think my Kitsch is kind of, or Kitsch as they're called, is just kind of killing it.
Yeah.
In the accessories department with hair.
And I think we're just at the stage where people just want to wash and go. So we got
totally. This is the summer.
You have 8 seconds.
Okay, here we go, Jill. What do you think?
Looks great. No muss, no fuss.
I'm kind of into it. All right, I'm going to keep experimenting, though, because my hair is still damp. You got to wear it overnight.
Okay, you did it.
All right, what's next, Jill?
Okay, here we go. So this is what I'm most excited about when it comes to hair this summer, and these are the Breaking Beauty scrunchies.
Hello.
These are our very first piece of merch. I'm holding them up to the camera now. I've got the jumbo one. Carlene's got the other ones there too. There are 3 sizes, you
right
guys.
Here, medium and small.
And these are a soft cotton candy pink. And what's amazing about them, they are the softest scrunchies you will ever use. They're made from terry, sustainable fibers. and they do not slip. They do not pull in your hair. And the whole idea is that they're terry, so you can wear them at the beach. You can wear them at the pool. I've been obsessed with mine at the beach. It's a little bit absorbent. So after you come out of the water, it's like doing double duty. You can like, it kind of gives your hair like a really pretty soft bend, but mm-hmm. it's also making your hair not sopping wet coming out of the ocean. Is there anything else that you would add? I still got a minute left.
Well, you probably mentioned what they're made out of. They are sustainable bamboo. There's polyester. That's what gives it the elasticity. So you can't see because this is the podcast. The jumbo one, I think Jill said, is the size of my face or a personal pan pizza. There's a medium one here, which is like a normal, what you'd be used to for a scrunchie. And then there's a baby or small size. I like this for like a half up updo because my hair is quite thin. So it holds it a little bit better. Really fun at the beach. I mean, maybe we don't need 2 minutes. It's so simple. It's just simple and it works.
Yeah, they're on sale now. They are very limited edition. So if you want to check out our merch, you know we wouldn't launch anything that wasn't damn good, you guys. Come on. They're for sale now on the Dear Media Shop, less than $30. And you guys can be rocking your Breaking Beauty Super Scrunch, Mini Scrunch, and just the right size scrunch at the beach this summer.
That's right. And if you do, please tag us on Breaking Beauty on Instagram. We want to see where you take your scrunch this summer.
Absolutely. Okay. Going to keep it rolling with a little bit of hair news. So I'm going to talk about the Briogeo Superfoods Mango and Cherry Balancing Shampoo and Conditioner. They are $28 each or 35 Canadian. And you can see, Carlene, I'm holding it up to the camera. I've clearly been using this.
Yes.
The shampoo is half done. What I really like about this, Carlene, as the name suggests, is that it's oil balancing. So a lot of the Briogeo products that I've tried to date, a lot of them tend to be for curly hair or frizz management. And I hadn't found my like holy grail Briogeo product.
Okay.
And so I'm really loving this. First of all, it smells so good.
They always do, the Briogeo.
Like it is just a dream in the shower. This mango and cherry, I'm absolutely loving it. Kind of smells like a White Claw. Like I think mango and cherry might be a White Claw flavor now that I'm saying this out loud.
That's apropos. I love it.
So this has no sulfates in it, no silicones, no parabens. And I just find that it makes my hair so frigging soft. I absolutely love it.
It looks silky. It looks satiny. I'm going to say that.
And I have been going to the beach a lot more this summer and just been, I don't know, I'm just washing my hair a little bit more often. And typically when I do that, my hair tends to get dried out and I haven't found that at all. And it's safe for color treated hair. It works on fine, medium, and thick hair.
Love it. And you have time to spare. So moving on, I was thinking we could talk about sunscreens next because we're still in the midst of summer.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about a product that is not new, but a new discovery for me that's gone completely gangbusters on TikTok. This is the Dr. Jart Cica Pear Tiger Grass Color Correcting Treatment. It's SPF 30. It's $52 US and around 60 Canadian. I have the mini because I got it as part of the full travel set, but those are the prices for the full size. So yeah, as I said, this is a cult product. And I think the reason why it has gone completely viral is because of that transformation. So it's a green to beige skin color correcting cream treatment. It corrects redness while giving you sunscreen protection at the same time. So I consider myself to be like a tomato face in the summer. So this is like my new best friend. And what I love about it is that I have used color correcting green tinted products in the past, but they can make me look kind of dull and sallow. Whereas I think the beauty of this, where they really nailed it, is it is this green to beige. It kind of transforms from the green to the beige, and it actually gives you a little bit of coverage. So the other day I was putting it on and I actually started putting on my blush and everything. I forgot that I had skipped the foundation because it actually did give me enough coverage. So I feel like at the cottage, I could put this on as my sunscreen during the day and not have to wear makeup over top. And I'm getting that double duty, which I love. And I am one of those people where I get my accidental tan. It always is on the nose. I have the bright red nose and I just don't like that look. So I really love this product. I'm not going to say that it's great for all skin tones. If you have more of a yellow undertone and you have a lot of skin redness, this could make you look green. Can't attest to that. But for somebody who's really pale like me, love it.
3 seconds to spare. Love Woo! That. Okay, Dr. Jart, good job.
Okay.
So next, I'm going to talk about a product that you also bring to the beach, but it's not a sunscreen. So this is from a company called Neso. It's N-E-S-O. It could be pronounced Neso. I'm not entirely sure. But this product I bought myself on Amazon. It's called the Neso Grande Tent. It's $125, $164 Canadian. Basically, it's a UPF 50 sun shade that you can bring to the beach. Mm. It's so portable. I'm obsessed.
Like an umbrella or what?
So basically how this is, it folds up into a pouch that's 19 inches tall. So it's basically about a foot and a half tall. And so I was looking for a solution because my beach umbrella is so long and I was sick of like bringing it to the beach and I was like turning around, I'm hitting people with it or go in the water. I had to be worried that it was going to uproot and like fling down the beach and I'd have to go sprinting after it. My days are done of that. So okay. Basically this is a Lycra nylon blend and basically you get it to the beach, you unwrap it. It folds out like a giant picnic blanket. You put it out on the sand. Okay. And each four corners has a pouch, a nylon pouch that's empty. And you just fill it with sand.
Okay.
And then it comes with fold up rust-free tent poles, basically. And so you get the tension really tight on these four anchor bags of sand. Then you prop up the tent poles. You make them face the wind. You make the opening face the wind. And you're good to go. This thing is water resistant. Everybody at the beach was asking me where I got it. It's just so compact, so portable. I could picture parents using it. They have one actually called the Sideliner that you could bring to like a soccer game. Yep. You know, if you're at a tournament all weekend. So they have different sizes for different things. I had the Grande, fits four people underneath it. And then there's one even bigger than that, the Gigante. You could like drive a car underneath it.
Okay.
So I'm loving it.
Thumbs up. Look at you. Perfect timing as well. She's seasoned, you guys.
Hold that thought. I want to share a word from one of our show partners, Ana Luisa. So all summer long, I've been obsessed with the look of enamel jewelry. It just feels so right for summer. So you get your nap dress going, you've got your enamel necklace, you're at the patio or you're at the pool. It's just like immaculate summer vibes, you know? And that's why I was excited to discover Ana Luisa. That's spelled A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. It's a jewelry brand that aims to make simple yet stunning pieces you'll reach for every day. And they produce everything in small batches using recycled materials whenever possible. And there's just so many pieces to love at Ana Luisa. They even launch new jewelry collections every Friday, so you're never bored. And their pieces are super affordable. Prices start at just $39. Plus, hot tip, right now you can get 20% off with their summer sale. The piece that I'm coveting is this enamel pendant. It's called the Sunset Pendant, and it's on a delicate 14-karat gold-plated chain, and the pendant itself is a soft square shape, and it's actually hand-painted enamel with these warm watercolor hues of like sky blue and pinks and oranges. It honestly looks like a painting. It's so pretty. And the best part is that Ana Luisa, that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, they're having a summer sale. And you can get 20% off right now using our exclusive link, which is shop.analuisa.com/breakingsun. That's right. It's 20% off all products during their summer sale using our exclusive link, which I'm going to share on our blog and in our show notes. So I absolutely recommend checking out Ana Luisa. That's shop.analuisa.com/breakingsun. I love them. Their pieces start at just $39 and you can get 20% off all products with their summer sale. On social, you can check out the hashtag Ana Luisa NY. That's hashtag A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A-N-Y. Now, back to the show.
I want to talk to you about makeup, but first I have to reveal a little bit of disappointment because I was dying to get in the Maybelline Fit Me Tinted Moisturizer.
Okay.
I had such high hopes. You know, I'm always recommending Maybelline. I actually said we should get their product developer on the show because it's so good. I know people love the Fit Me foundation, so I had high hopes. It was honestly terrible. It was so cakey. It was so dry. It did not blend and it accentuated my pores. I was like, Maybelline, how could you?
Wow.
So I did try, though, the new Maybelline Express Brow Duo. It's a 2-in-1. It's $9 US, $12 Canadian. There's 6 shades. So it's 2-in-1. So one side is the powder.
Mm-hmm.
You're meant to use that second. And the first side is a waxy pencil. And it's one of those elongated sort of crayon-y pencils. So that's what you can draw in the lines.
Okay.
And then you use the powder to kind of set it and fill in even more. And what I love about it is that, first of all, I love anything with the powder. I think that's the best way to look like you have natural brows. Second of all, when I brushed it up after with my little toothbrush looking wand from Iconic London, it did not spread. You know how sometimes you do that and you get the powder all up tight and you have to wipe? It didn't. It's like it set instantly. I love that. But I think their marketing is ridiculous. They say that it's their fastest brow pencil ever. Why? I don't know. You have to use two products. Like, it's a two-in-one. They also say ophthalmologist tested and suitable for contact wearers. Am I going to stick this f***ing thing in my eye? Come on, Maybelline. It's just, come on.
It's just another thing to put on the packaging. Yeah, that's... But your brows do look really natural and really, really good. Speaking of things that are ophthalmologist tested, I'm going to talk to you about the Strivectin Intensive Eye Cream for Wrinkles Plus. This is $69, $75 Canadian. And why I am talking to you about this today, Carlene, is because it's a new and improved formula from Strivectin. And their whole idea with this eye cream is that it treats every single problem around the eye. So puffiness, fine lines, deep wrinkles, bags, like the whole bit. And it was actually clinically proven in just 5 days to see results. But why I wanted to talk to you about it specifically is because I've been using it, and this is actually a recommended use from them, is you can actually use it on the 11s between your eyes.
Okay.
Right before I left Toronto for the summer, I was like, oh, I should get a Botox touch up. Oh, no, it's a little bit too soon. I was just kind of like in between. This eye cream came along and it kind of goes back to that eye cream for face trend you were talking about like about 10 damn goods ago. And I've been using it and I swear to God, it has totally softened my coin slot between my brows. And it's fragrance-free. It's really amazing texture. It's non-milia inducing, which I think is a big deal for people, especially in the summer. So they've actually made sure that it doesn't cause bumps and it's fast absorbing.
Way to spell it out, Strivectin.
J-Lo is apparently a fan of this. And they, of course, use niacinamide in their, you know, their Nia-114, which is their patented anti-aging ingredient, among others. So I'm a fan of this. And they also have Arctic Marine Ferment, which is something they've added to help with blue light, apparently. So anyways.
Well, blue light, schmoo light. But does it have that, like, freezing ingredient that makes it temporarily, like, freeze till you wash it off?
No, okay. It does not. So just I'm talking curious. About cumulatively, I've noticed for sure.
Okay. Very nice.
So I'm going to tell you about the moisturizer that I've been reaching for all summer long, Carlene. And this is from Coda Lee. And it's their Venosource Hydra Grape Water Gel Moisturizer. It's $42 and $52 Canadian. You can see it comes in this like beautiful soft pink jar. I mean, they just get it right with the packaging every single time. So, you know, I think I'm always struggling as an oily skin person to maintain that balance between like not looking too shiny, but my skin will often feel parched like out of the shower. Mm-hmm. And so this one just kind of totally quenches my skin. And I have been wearing this all summer long. It's very, very lightweight. They say that it's got organic grape water in it. It's got polysaccharides, which we know are like fatty acids and they help with the skin's barrier. So it's kind of like a natural prebiotic, I would say. It also has organic aloe vera, like that ingredient just persists. Mm-hmm. It will not go away. It's in so many products. And so it's really moisturizing and soothing. And one other call out that I would make is they say it's good even for really sensitive skin that gets quite red, which mine definitely tends to do. I kind of like flush in the summertime.
Okay.
So this really quenches my skin, keeps it hydrated, but it's not overwhelmed. Like it doesn't feel thick or cloying. Whereas I think a lot of other Coda Lee moisturizers, people might consider them like very like an anti-aging brand. So I just wanted to make sure that I gave this a shout out because this texture is totally to die for.
And I think some of the water gel creams out there have alcohol like as the first ingredient. So I feel like with Coda Lee, they're not going to do you dirty like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to talk to you about, because my skin in the summer is more like it goes to normal instead of like in the winter I can get dry. Yeah. I just have like a little bit of oiliness in the T-zone, but I've talked to you about this before, but I love using cream blushes in the summer because it just really melts into your skin. I feel like you're just kind of going with it. You're not trying to fight that natural like face sweat or extra sebum that you might be getting. So a very, very new one that came out, it's the Anastasia Cream Blushes. It came out in 5 shades, $32 US and 42 Canadian. It launched mid-July, will be out in stores at the end of August. Here it is here. It's a two-sided cream stick. So that's what's really unique about it is that it has this kind of push-up blush on one side, and then it has a brush, a built-in synthetic brush, which is quite unique, I think.
That's very Nude Sticks. It looks like the Nude Sticks one.
That's true. True that. So yeah, you just put a little bit like on the center of your cheek, and you can diffuse it out with the brush. And what I like about that, because usually I do use just my fingers, but I did find that it really made it diffused and looked kind of more like a powder blush in that sense, which I think a lot of people would like. It's great for lazy slash busy people like me, but it is a little bit wasteful because when you get rid of the product, you get rid of the brush as well. My favorite shade is the peachy caramel, which on my pale skin is almost like a bronzer. I found all of the shades to be kind of warm. And the other thing about this whole line is, of course, it's cruelty-free and fragrance-free and oil-free, but this is really pretty. Like, I'll keep using this throughout the summer.
So I'm going to keep going with my skincare faves. I've tried a lot of skincare this summer, Carlene, and my new favorite mask is from Youth to the People. It's the Youth to the People Super Clay Purify and Clear Power Mask. It's $36 US, $46 in Canada. It's in this glass jar, fits in the palm of my hand. And so what really was interesting to me about this is like a lot of people think clay masks, certainly that you'd use them when you're a lot younger in your teen years because they like crack off your face. You know what I mean? But at this stage of my life, I like the feeling of a clay mask, but I don't want to feel all dried out and chalky afterwards. So this one is like a creamy clay, I would say.
Okay.
And it's got 3 different types of clay in it. It's got sustainable French green clay, white clay, and volcanic clay in there, as well as niacinamide. And a favorite of anybody who gets breakouts. It also has BHA, salicylic acid in it, and red willow bark. So that's going to help with calming redness. The niacinamide is going to help with boosting up that barrier. So you leave it on for 10 minutes, a thin to moderate layer. You will get an instant cooling effect in your skin. Some might get a little bit of flushing afterwards. So anyways, I love this. I wiped it off after 10 minutes using my makeup eraser. That's my hack, using that so you don't dirty your face cloth. And I really like the results. I felt like my pores looked a lot tighter afterwards, which is what you want from a clay mask. And they say that you can use this up to 3 times a week. So that creamy clay idea I thought was really unique.
So refreshing for summer.
Oh, totally. Right? And 2 minutes are done. Okay. And just on the oily skin tip, I want to tell you guys about another product that I've been using. It's a serum. It's from Alginist. It's their Algae Niacinamide Moisture Veil. Apparently I'm on a niacinamide kick. Who knew? But I think this speaks to the larger trend, Carlene, that we're seeing of a lot of like milky serums. So this one is in a dropper bottle and it almost has like a some golden flex to it, or like it's like a little bit pearlescent. And so the whole idea is that you shake it well and just a few drops. And I personally found that this has been a go-to for me in the mornings as like a serum that I could almost wear in place of my moisturizer because it is so hydrating. You almost don't need a separate moisturizer on top. So this might be something I would reach for if it's like a particularly hot day outside. And so I find that it gives my skin tons of moisture. But the whole idea with this is that it's controlling shine as well because it is specifically for oily skin. It has this patented exclusive algaronic acid, which is in all of their products. So that hydrates, reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. It has sebum fighting algae concentrate. And it has that niacinamide, which we know is great for visibly brightening the skin, improving tone and texture. So I've been really loving this for summer, and I haven't used Alginist products in a very long time. So I was happy to sort of like be reintroduced to them.
Well, you know what? I was curious what you were going to think about that product because I stuck that in your bag last time we got together because I thought it was so fascinating because they kind of had me when they said for oily skin people who still want to glow. And I was like, interesting, because that product doesn't really exist in the world. So I was curious if it was going to pass your summer test.
Yeah, the only thing that I would say, it does have glycerin in it. I'd say that's also what's doing most of the hydrating and a little bit of dimethicone, but it's like halfway down the list.
Yeah.
So initially I thought I was going to be like, oh, too much silicone. I don't want it. But I actually have really been liking it. And yeah, so check that out, guys.
Amazing. Well, I am going to do a quick, I don't know how you're going to time me on this. Haha, I'm going to confuse you. But I do have to tell you, because we've talked about those types of products a lot that are skincare, but have like these gold flecks in it. And I talked about this. This is the Victoria Beckham by Augustin Isbader Cell Rejuvenating Priming Moisturizer in Golden. And I just want to update you. I talked about this, I think, on Lipstick on the Rim. And I went to my mother-in-law's birthday on Saturday night, and we were sitting on her balcony, and in the broad daylight across the balcony, she was like, "Can I just say how amazing your skin looks?" She's never said that to me before. She's like, "It looks incredible." So I just wanted to give a little update. I'm using like a trifecta right now. It's this Victoria Beckham as the base. It gives you that candlelit glow. I went back to the Rare Beauty Foundation. It is so just like, it's so lightweight, but has great coverage. So all the redness was gone. And then I did my Giorgio Armani Glow Powder in the T-zone. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm like, live it. That's the trifecta. That's the trifecta. The did summer. I use up my 2 minutes? What do I do
it
now?
Was only 1 minute.
I go on to the next product? Okay. So then really quick, I'm going to do another makeup product. Okay. Right now I'm wearing the Bite Beauty Power Move Soft Matte Lipstick. This is $37 Canadian. I think it's like $25 US. Mm-hmm. It launched in July. There's 20 shades. It has cocoa butter in it. So this is for all the complainers who want a matte lipstick, but they find it too drying. We get asked about this all the time. This is here to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a shade today called Praline. The shades, there's 20 of them. I'm going to hold it up for you, Jill. They're really, really pretty. Just like Bite Beauty gets it right when it comes to the shades. It really is a lot, actually, like the Rare Beauty with those liquid lipsticks we've seen. The powder one, MAC has one. It's all about mm-hmm. that matte with the soft texture. They put it in a lipstick form. That's what this is.
Love it. Okay. Yeah. Good job. Your 2 minutes are done.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is a makeup product. And this is from Tatcha. This is their Silk Protective Setting Powder. It's $48, $63. So what this is, it's a protective talc-free setting powder that blurs pores, shields from pollution. I don't know if I believe that. And blue light, also don't know if I believe that. And provides this translucent, soft, radiant finish. So I wanted to talk about this because a lot of people are looking for a talc-free setting powder. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of them out there. So this one, when you do put it on, it totally blurs. Like, you could wear this by itself and it is like just as silky as the name suggests, barely imperceptible on the skin. Like, it just totally blurs your pores. It's like wearing an Instagram filter, essentially, is what this powder is. It's so finely milled. It feels like silk in your hand. By the way, this is also cruelty free. I think that's important to note because
people are interested.
Silk proteins.
Oh, true. True that.
So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that it's for normal, dry, combination, or oily skin. Really, any skin type can use it. So the result, I personally really liked it. My gripe with this, though, Carlene, is it's $48. It doesn't come with a puff or a brush or anything. So I've been using a brush, like a really oversized powder brush, to get it on my face. But the delivery of it is also quite awkward. Like, it's kind of in the center and it's a little difficult to get your brush in there without putting too much on.
Are you supposed to pour it onto the lid like some other powders?
I kind of like put it in there
yeah.
and then I do it. But even still, I just find it's a okay. little bit awkward. It's not as seamless as like the Laura Mercier one, which is what I normally use.
Okay.
And so I feel like for $48, it should also come with a brush. Mm-hmm. They sell this really fancy one that's like over $100. So I like the result, but I do think they could improve the packaging somewhat and come up with a brush, guys.
Sorry, you went over time there.
I figured.
The power I feel right now. I'm like drunk with power.
Do you have other makeup, Carlene?
Yes, I do, Jill. I have one more makeup product that I want to talk about. It is the MAC Magic Extension 5mm Mascara. Holding it here. $25 okay. US, $33, launched at the beginning of the summer. You can see I take it out and there's like a big hangy thing on the end. And that would be the 5mm fibers. Okay. So we've seen fiber okay. mascaras before. They physically add thickness to your lashes. So this mascara is obviously designed to make your lashes look longer, fuller, and lifted. They say it's mm-hmm. What do you call it? Oh my God. It's a replacement. It's a replacement for lash extensions is what they say. I'm not going to go that far, but I can attest that my lashes do look longer, they look fuller, and they look lifted. The one thing I would say is it is quite a dry formula. And I find if I look really up close, I can physically see the little fibers. Like it kind of looks like flakes though, like a bit flaky. So I don't know that everyone is going to love that look. You can build it up if you like a chunky mascara, and some people do. You're going to really love this. But if you're looking for like smooth results, this is not the mascara for you. It's not that kind of tailored, very clean look. It's more like funky drama. That's okay. What I'm going to say.
But does it smudge? Does it stay put? That's all I care about in the summer.
I found it flaked a bit by the end of the day, and it's hard to get off. Like, she needs an oil cleanser. So it doesn't pass my person. You know, I like things that are really quick and easy.
Okay.
Didn't really do that for me.
Okay.
I tried one, this Lorac Holy Lash Volumizing Mascara. Somebody sent me, PR, holla at me. I don't know who you are. I lost the paperwork. That's really good. It gave a lot of drama and it washed off really easily. I love that combination. Best of both worlds.
Okay.
Done.
Right on time. Jumping in to share a damn good find from one of today's show partners, Atiq. So Atiq is a New Zealand-based zero-waste beauty brand, and they focus on conscious beauty with concentrated formulas. And I was really inspired by their whole mission. We got to speak with their founder, Brienne West, back in June. She's honestly a total trailblazer in the sustainable beauty space. And all of Atiq's packaging is 100% plastic-free and compostable. And their ingredients are naturally derived. They're free from palm oil. They're cruelty-free and vegan, sustainably and ethically sourced. So if you haven't tried Atiq yet, definitely their gateway products are their hair care, specifically their shampoo bars, and they're all hair color safe and plastic free, of course. And just this week, they've launched two new additions to their hair care range. There's a shampoo bar and conditioner co-wash for curly hair types. It's called Professor Curl and Curliosity. I was first tipped off to this launch on the Instagram feed of the celebrity makeup artist, Katie Denno. And if you don't know who she has this amazing, amazing strawberry blonde curly hair. Kind of looks like Nicole Kidman in Far and Away. And she was raving about her love of this Professor Curl solid shampoo bar and the Curliosity solid conditioner and co-wash for the coily, curly, and wavy hair types. So they're specifically formulated to restore and enhance all curl types. They use the curly girl method, so no worries there. There's no sulfates, silicones, or drying alcohols. They actually have nourishing ingredients like shea butter, organic and fair trade cocoa butter, and conditioning beet-derived betaine. So to check out the full range, visit Atiq.com. They've got these cute little mini bars, so you can actually try different products to find out what works best for you. Once again, that's Atiq.com. That's Atiq.com. To join the revolution and give up the bottle. We'll link to today's show partners in our show notes and on our blog. Now back to today's show. Okay, what's next?
Okay, so this was a bit of a surprise hit for me. This is the Sol de Janeiro Rio Deo aluminum-free deodorant. $16 US, $21 Canadian, launched at the start of the summer. It has, of course, the iconic scent from the Brazilian Boom Boom Cream, which I love. It's like
they're doubling down on this.
It's vanilla and salted caramel. And it is, as the name suggests, aluminum free, if that matters to you. It's also baking soda free, which can be irritating to some people. What it has instead is tapioca starch. So that's what absorbs the excess moisture to keep your underarms feeling dry. It also has papaya enzyme that's meant to gently exfoliate, which is nice around the armpit area because, of course, you can get ingrown hairs there and it can promote a more even looking skin tone. And they say that beyond just masking with this gorgeous scent, that there's also citric acid ester, which is meant to kind of block that body odor causing enzymes from forming.
Okay.
And so it neutralizes the bacteria that causes odor. Now, if you've used aluminum free deodorants before, you know that it can take a little while to adjust. So don't judge it on the first go around. But I have tried a lot of kind of so-called natural deodorants. I really like Mega Babe, so that's the one I'm always looking to beat. And I thought this one was as good, you guys. I was surprised. I thought it was just as good.
That scent didn't overpower under
No, it didn't. Wow. It's far enough away from my schnoz. I was good. I would reapply it at night, like if I was going out, you know?
Yeah.
With a natural deodorant, sometimes you need to do that. I mean, it's not a wonder drug. It's never going to be a secret. But
people are going to come up to you and be like, where are the caramels? Like, is there caramels on this dance floor somewhere?
There are.
Okay, you've done it. You've done it. Well, speaking of Mega Babe, I want to share with you one of the most fun collabs that I've seen all summer. It's very limited edition, so hopefully you guys can snag it. This is the Olive in June times Mega Babe summer collab. It's $44 US and it's a $54 value. So this is the set, Carlene. It comes in a fanny pack. So cute. It's like a mesh fanny pack, but it is lined with, I would say, a PVC. So nothing's going to fall through.
Mm-hmm.
And
so cute.
Inside there, it comes with a mini Rosie Pitts deodorant from Mega Babe.
Love that one.
It also comes with 3 shades of Olive in June nail polish. So they have one that's called Rosie Tips. So aww, cute.
Light pink.
They have one that's called Mega Babe Blue, which is like, I don't really know how to describe
baby
this
blue. Blue.
It's like a baby sky blue. Mm-hmm. And then they have the orange, which is called Your 10. And that's what I'm wearing on my nails right now.
Love it.
And this is the first time I ever got to try an Olive in June nail polish. It also comes with a top coat. Mm-hmm. And really, really cute, Carlene, a couple of accoutrements. It comes with nail stickers.
Okay, adorable.
And it comes with a fan.
Oh my God, I'm dead. Deceased skull emoji. So, OMG.
Apparently Katie Sterno wanted a fan, like, because she wants to stay cool. But I was actually using it to dry my nail polish.
Of course.
Yes.
So genius.
So I was obsessed. The little blades are actually made of foam. So if your kid could play with it, whatever, it would be totally fine. And because Katie, she's so genius and always thinking about size inclusivity, the nail stickers, there's like ice cream cones and surfboards and umbrellas. They're so fun. You can stick them on your nails. And then she even thought about, there's different sizes of nail stickers because she said she personally has a wider thumb and no nail stickers ever fit her. So she made sure that there was lots of sizes to play with. Everybody can get in on the action. Hopefully it's not sold out. And the other thing is the fanny pack that it comes in, it's definitely size inclusive because I've received fanny packs in the past and it looks like it would fit your daughter.
Right, right.
This one
so
actually
great.
Fits every size.
Okay, amazing. Go
into
Katie.
It.
Love it. Apparently I'm stuck on deodorant. I mean, I don't know. But I've been holding this one all summer. I can't wait to share it with you. So it's actually the entire Boscia line that I love. They came out with a body care line at the beginning of the season. I've been dying to talk about it. Haven't had time. If I had to focus on one, I'm going to talk about the Boscia prebiotic and probiotic freshening all over body deodorant. It's this one in a green tube. It kind of looks like the Weleda skin food. It's $25 US, $35 Canadian, cruelty free and vegan. And this deodorant is meant to be a body deodorant. So you kind of squeeze it out and it's like a cream. And where I've been using it is right between the boobs for boob sweat.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I'm running now and I wear a sports bra.
Yes.
So it squeezes my boobs together. And sometimes I will admit I've been known to sleep in sports bras because especially if I have to get up and walk the dog right away. And anyways, it's a long story. But I ended up getting like a little rash from the sweat, the boob sweat.
On.
And it was so itchy. It was driving me insane. So I started using in the bath, actually, their papaya and pomegranate enzyme exfoliating body cleanser. There's no beads in it whatsoever. It's just the enzyme that does the exfoliating. I love this product.
Lovely.
And then I would use this deodorant right in between the boobs. And what can I say? It's aluminum free. It does work. I find that it works. I thought it helped the bumps if you're the type of person who gets it on the bra strap line. It has kaolin clay that helps to absorb wetness and purify the pores as well. It has prebiotic and probiotic, which is designed to help to control that bacteria that leads to body odor. I'm just going to say real quick, I have 10 seconds. The Peptide Youth Restore Firming Body Serum is really good as well. It actually moisturizes. I've tried body serums on the market before that don't really do anything. They just are like capitalizing on a trend. This whole line is legit. Legit skincare ingredients actually works for body.
Hats off to Boscia. Love that line. or Boshia, however you say it. I've heard it both ways. Okay, we're almost at the end of our Fast and Furious episode. And Carlene, you're going to take us out on a product that sounds like we should take on a road trip, or we can pretend like we're going on a road trip.
I'm going on a road trip. I'm out of here. So this is the Henry Rose Windows Down Eau de Parfum. It's $120 US. If you're not familiar with Henry Rose, this is Michelle Pfeiffer's fragrance line. And this is the scent that they created for the summer with the perfect name, Windows Down. I mean, oh my God, that's so genius. I love this scent because it's a bright grapefruit scent that also has a heart of neroli. So that's that orange blossom that I always bring it up, you guys. So it's got this bright floral scent to it. And I've talked about this in past episodes. My bias is I like fragrances that smell kind of like essential oils. They don't have a big, like a synthetic kind of a mixed blend where you're like, what is that? It's some kind of candy. I mean, unless I'm talking about my body cream, that's kind of different, but right. In the perfume. So all of her fragrances are kind of in that vein, but they are hypoallergenic, they say.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. And there's no parabens or phthalates or formaldehyde if that's something you look for in a fragrance. The bottles are beautiful. Like, it's just so nice. It's sheer. It's hard to describe. We're going to show you on Instagram,
Yeah. Maybe
on our blog, but the bottles are made from 90% recycled glass. And I just think it's like the scent of summer, you know? So fresh. What was that?
I was trying to cue it up so you would hurry up. but we're all good now. All right. So that brings us to the end of our rapid fire Fast and Furious Damn Goods episode. Carlene, by the way, your hair at the end of this episode, it really looks great.
Do you like how it dried down? I think it was
pretty
good.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I didn't use any product. I feel like I could have used, you know, one of those natural drying products that are out there, and it would be even less kind of frizzy. But I like the wave and it feels very beachy. And on that note, guys, if you buy one of our scrunchies from the online Dear Media shop, don't forget to tag us. We definitely want to see where you're taking your scrunch this summer.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.